Welcome to our Kartik Inspiration, Day 22. Today, I would like to focus on removing the veil which keeps us from seeing things as they are. Nowhere like in Vrindavan, pilgrims or visitors experience that when they are there, they are sometimes disturbed by the external circumstances. So much smoke in the air, rickshawwalas that cheat, loudspeakers that are very, very loud, monkeys which are only there for stealing things. And they ask themselves, I heard all about this blissful nature of Vrindavan, but instead I see all these disturbing factors. What they see is not Vrindavan. It's the veil that covers Vrindavan. We all know about the veil of Maya, which separates us like a separating veil from the spiritual reality. In Vrindavan, this veil of Maya is also there. I think we all know the phenomena of seeing without recognizing. We may look for a key, it's right there on the table. We have passed the table already 15 times in an attempt to find that key, but we just don't recognize that the key is there and keep on looking. I think a lot of this is there when we look for Krishna in Vrindavan. And the veil which keeps us from seeing him, the veil which runs right through our consciousness, can only really be removed by the Lord himself. He can order his Maya to step back. He can draw the veil. And therefore, it is known that in the spiritual traditions, we only go so much on our own strengths, but the rest, the ultimate rest, is up to Krishna. There's a prayer which I would like to end this with, where devotees and spiritualists turn to Krishna and ask him to help them. It goes like this. Please sit and let these words touch your consciousness. O Lord, I have been separated from you for thousands of births, and this has created within me endless miseries and complications. My true blissful spiritual nature has become concealed, it's hidden. But now I dedicate to you my sweet Lord Shri Krishna, the beloved of the gopis of Vrindavan, my body, my senses, my life force, as well as my consciousness, my mind, my heart, the intelligence and sense of self. I dedicate everything which is mine in this world. And I offer you my very soul. O Krishna, I'm yours. Please accept me and please help me. How can Krishna be silent when he hears someone turning to him with a sincere understanding that alone he or she is helpless? He immediately sends help by his powerful shaktis, his powerful energies, and strengthen us so that we can overcome our own inner obstacles. Such a prayer is sometimes more worth than thousands of years marching in pride through Vrindavan. See you all tomorrow.